Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Tuluga.
Time is now. Let's do a recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the siege began as the Chaos crew and their allies got into position to storm Tidagol's gate. Sneaking in the shadows of the Titan, the boys scaled the wall and quickly befriended a pair of passing bats, convincing them to avenge their son and help distract the tendril puppets. While the bats did some swooping, the gang made their way into the city as the bombardment began. Sneaking past a city full of the Barstock's bramble servants, Theo and Glebnor led everyone to the Steeltoe scrapyard to see if Yarno had left anything of value behind. They were attacked by barbed kobolds controlled by the Kudzu curse, but were able to find an easy-bake oven and a chest full of grenades in the scrap piles. Crafting a makeshift bomb, Tuluga led everyone to Tidagol's heart to blast their way past a Feyward tree to make their way below the city ruins. The homemade nuke was a huge success, nearly scorching the twisted tree and its vine skeleton troll guardian in a single blast. Tuluga made a triumphant last stand with his friends against the singed torso of the troll, and we find our victorious heroes now in the crater of the blast. With a city full of tendril puppets coming their way, the Chaos crew are ready to descend and finally confront Ivy and the Barstock demon. Boys, you are standing in a smoldering crater of your own creation. You're pretty beat up, but there is now a clear entrance into the ass of the Titan.
I've cleared out the ass.
Oh, thank God. Daddy.
Yes?
Daddy, I think you got a sunburn from that bomb. Let me get some ointment on you.
I had all this mud on me. In case they had heat vision, son, they couldn't see me.
You look a little toasty.
Are you rubbing restorative ointment on your father?
I am going to get my Zoshin's lotion out and lube Daddy up.
Thanks, I was getting a little dry.
How much lotions would you like, Daddy?
Let's start with two lotions.
Two lotions. Since I'm using a... can I use it as a full action or you want to roll it?
I'll have you do a full... you can do a full action. He needs it. He got pretty toasty.
Take a nice 36 off the top.
Yippee!
Theo, you look a little crispy, too.
Yeah.
Would you like some lotions?
I would.
God, that was such a great explosion.
How many lotions can you use?
I mean, if we're doing the action, probably two would be fine.
Let's finish off the bottle.
Reggie's like, man, I wish I had skin. As you all three kind of gather around. Can make some perception checks as you apply your lotions and potions.
19.
14.
17.
Okay. Theo, as you're finishing up rubbing all this lotion on, all three of you look up and you don't see them yet, but you start to hear footsteps running through the vine-covered city.
You know, it's... I've been looking at my non-existent watch.
I'm a watch.
And sundial, son. And I'm waiting for that fifth rock to go off.
Perception check?
Hopefully they didn't mess this one up.
12.
18.
I gotta one-up my son. Never mind, I meet my son. 18.
As you're like, hear all the footsteps running toward you, another massive final explosion goes off at the gate. I'm going to have Theo. Can you roll a d20 for me?
Great staggering out there.
Yeah, they're doing a hell of a job.
Really?
It's a nice two.
Okay.
Followed instructions.
Only two walk away.
It's hard to tell how many of these footsteps have split off and run back toward the wall. You think that some might be coming your way, but because of the chaos of the different explosions coming from different parts of the city, it appears you may have split their forces, but you still have to move if you want to get to Ivy before the rest of these tendril puppets can get to you.
I gotta see what's in these pants, though, real quick. I want to loot the legs.
Perception or investigation check?
Run his pockets.
I'm gonna kick the legs.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys take a minute to just... really unload some frustration on these
pants. Talk to Reggie while they're kicking
pants.
It's
a 12 for looting pants.
I mean, it does... Hi, what's up?
Do you have any aid?
Oh, I can give you guys some aid.
Oh, we need the aid.
All right, yeah, let me... it seems like we're going into a pretty tough fight. I'm going to try to use as much magic as I can to help.
He's going to cast aid, second level. You all get 5 temporary hit points. And then...
Thanks for the aid.
You see, he looks at you, Tuluga, and he's like...
Ooh, you keep getting pretty hurt. I'm gonna use as much of my clockwork magic as I can to kind of maybe give you a little bit more defenses. All right, I can do this. Just a little bit of Bastion of Law!
He puts
his hands together, and he creates a little clockwork floating shield that hovers around you. He's going to spend 3 sorcery points to create a Bastion of Law ward. So go ahead and roll 3d8s for me, if you would.
17?
That's a lot. Fuck. Okay. This floating clockwork shield, it'll take 17 points of damage before any damage can come to you.
Damn.
So he's like boosted you up with his little defensive clock. It kind of matches Theo's, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, we're twinning. Anyways, fuck these pants.
There's nothing in the pants. Just
us kicking
a singed bony leg.
Damn. You know, thanks for letting me have this one.
I think
like I've been lacking with the combat recently. I felt like I really needed to step it up.
I mean, hey, that damage on like a scale of 1 to 100 was like a 91.
Yeah, you know, I was feeling the 91 on that one, but you know, the shockwave really set it off.
Yeah, I think maybe next time we should be like way further back when we set those off.
Yeah, like 50 feet.
50, yeah. Well, or maybe, you know, well, next time.
Anyways, let's get into the ass, everyone. Into the ass.
Yep, into the ass.
Form of a little slide. Gentle grade.
Disgusting.
Ride me, boys.
There's a singed hole that you make a slide down.
We don't have Pass Without Trace anymore, boys. Do we want to enter this stealthily?
I mean, honestly, after that last explosion, I don't know how sneaky we're going to be able to kind of play this one.
See, he's got a point.
All right, loud and proud.
Listen, we're here to siege, right?
I'm unscrewing the silencers.
Yep. You got a loudener?
I wish.
Fuck, it's just a cone. Blunderbuss on the end.
All right. I'm going to make one.
To the ass!
Into the ass!
You charge toward the bowels of Tidagol. You leap on a Glebnor slide. Glebnor, can I get an acrobatic check if you wouldn't mind?
21.
21. Remember the film Blank Check?
Yeah, of course I do. Blake Snyder.
You know, he had a water slide going out of his bedroom.
Yeah.
I think it's that, but in the reverse. So you all leap down Glebnor as a slide, who twists and contorts his body, and you guys all come out like through the broken bits of like rubble and like caved in sections of walls. You plop out into Toluga and Glebnor's old bedroom.
Oh, the memories.
We really ransacked this place before we left.
Yeah, we did, and it smells exactly the same.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, Reggie, you can smell?
The coral.
I know, actually. My olfactory senses weren't really programmed, but it looks rank in here.
No, it's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Your bedroom is like half collapsed, like roots have gone through like a side of the wall. It's like leaking, and I would probably say some of the weird Fey Ward tree blood is kind of splotching through the ceiling and kind of leaking into the room.
Oh, it's getting all over my Merlin poster.
Merlin poster?
What?
Big Merlin fan.
Glebnor has a poster of Merlin. I'm going to actually say what you see is on the wall. It's a wizard, like very classic traditional wizard, but he's dunking a basketball wearing sunglasses.
Yes. When'd you get that poster, son?
You don't remember? That night we snuck out. We stopped at Sam's on the way back in.
We always stop at Sam's.
That's true. That doesn't really narrow it down.
Mm-hmm. Give me a history check if you wouldn't mind, Glebnor and Toluga.
2.
I really care about Sam's pastry, so I mean, 14.
Well, the 14, you actually remember that Glebnor got the poster at WizCon, which was a small convention that happened in Tidagol for local wizards.
Oh my god, WizCon! I completely forgot about WizCon!
Yeah, WizCon! Oh, that was a great day.
Yeah.
The hell's WizCon?
Oh, it was a great time. Wild, crazy.
So much magic.
Yeah.
Perception checks, psychos.
Nat 20.
25.
I'm gazing at the Merlin poster. I got a 7.
Yeah, you can hear like tenderly footsteps running all through these passageways in this destroyed Kuotoa district. With a nat 20, I will say that
you look out of your bedroom into the, like, still mostly destroyed tunnels leading deeper into the Kuotoa Quarter. And you can see there is one strong vine that seems to be, like, leading the charge, if that makes sense. More, it's pulsing even deeper than the rest.
Is 14 enough of a sleight of hand to quick pocket that Merlin poster?
Yeah. Who am I to stop you? Stick it in the map case?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, we're in a hurry. I didn't know.
Yeah, you look and there are, you know, a lot of, like, these thorn-covered kudzu vines, they're mostly just used for destruction, but as you were talking, I think, in the last episode a little bit, this seems to be almost like an artery, this vine. It still feels warm to the touch as you, like, lean down to touch it. This was one of the, like, heartstring vines that made its way up toward that tree.
Oh. Well,
well, the tree's gone, so.
Tree's gone, so that's not a problem anymore. But I think we follow this one down. All right?
That makes good sense.
I'm with that.
Okay.
All right, cool. Not gonna lie, guys. It's pretty freaky down here. I'm getting a little nervous.
Don't worry, we got it.
Yeah, no. Totally got it.
Nothing has ever gone wrong.
No.
Just very questionable.
Yeah.
If you guys like, you can give me one last stealth check.
27.
Pretty good.
21.
14.
Thank God for advantage, because it would have been a nat one.
Lift the knees.
15.
Up to the chest.
You guys are able to sneak down these crumbling hallways. There are some spots where you kind of have to, like, really, like, suck in to get past some, like, thick roots that have almost filled in entire, like, caverns.
Let me go first. I'll lube up the hole.
Yeah. Lube it, Daddy. Lube the hole.
Okay. Maybe we just kind of talk about language, because I think sometimes you guys say things that you think are normal, but even to me, so crazy.
He's lubed. It's a hole.
I know. Yeah. Just, you know, all the... Sure. You know?
What's the issue?
Reggie just looks at Theo like, am I crazy here? Or, like...
Just let him have it.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Either
you guys
way.
Are crazy.
I'm going to slip through Daddy's lubed hole.
I really hate it.
Perhaps I'd slip through my hole.
You're not hearing yourselves at the hole?
No.
So you guys slip through these hallways. You make your way toward a center chamber at the base of the ass of the Titan.
We're at the tailbone.
Is this me and Gene and Mima's room? We're not allowed in there.
I should knock.
Do I put my boss fight in Mean Gene and Meemaw's room? Is that what I do?
You want to flip a coin for?
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be in the kitchen. But
you know what? He's mad he couldn't find the taqueria.
Roll a luck check.
All right. 3.
I'm actually going to say a 3. This will be their room. Because you're not going to love what you see as you walk in.
Oh.
You creak open the door to your parents.
Wait, did you knock first?
Daddy?
Oh, guys. Root.
Nemo says we're not allowed in there. Ever.
Are we supposed to sneak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what?
Is this okay?
You know what? Screw this. I kicked the door down. I'm tired. We're just going.
Right. Oh, God.
It's late at night. My sleep schedule's all messed up because I slept on the way here. We're just going in.
Kick the door in.
Kaluga's here to save the day.
You are met with the living quarters of the chieftain Mean Gene and his priestess queen. This massive chamber that they once lived in, it sort of resembles, at one point, a giant fishbowl, almost. Big, huge, circular room. And suspended in the center of the room...
I don't like the word suspended.
...was once some kind of strange swing that now is covered in vines. And sitting in the swing is a bulbous demon lord. He is rocking back and forth with this large, bark-covered stomach. He's sort of picking with his long, green fingers at his stomach hole.
Oh, gross.
And you can see there is a vine that goes right from his belly button and kind of dangles off his body lower into the base of this room.
Like an umbilical cord?
Like an umbilical cord.
Gross.
You can see he hasn't even noticed you yet, but this is just... It's just so rough to look at.
There's no way this is him.
He's...
Daddy.
What?
He was hiding a swing from us this whole time? That thing looks so fun.
Son, I'll tell you later.
The bar we killed this guy. I'm taking a couple of swishes on that thing.
No, son.
The Barstuck demon, his face, he has his big bark covered scaly skin. He has a like thick matted beard, thick of bramble bush-like materials, and like chunks of blood and meat. His hair almost kind of, it's like, it's really froed out, but it's all like bits of just brambly, thorny bush. He looks just so uncomfortable to touch. He looks wet and dry at the same time.
You're disgusting.
Damn, this guy's a slob.
I know. Learn a little bit of self-care.
Sure, Mimon's got a comb in there.
If I give a signal, just fire that mortar straight at him.
Okay, what's the signal?
You'll know.
Okay.
Can I get a perception check now that you're in the room?
15.
I don't want it to be this low, but it's a 10.
Okay. 14. I want to see if there's a slide.
There's no slide. With a 15, Theo, you follow the tendril that comes from his stomach down into the base of this giant bowl-like cavern. And at the base of the cavern... the end of this long, thick, viney cord is in what you know to be Ivy's back. She is crumpled on the ground in her bark-covered vine form. Her arms covered in like spiny bramble. And she has just all of these vines that have kind of burst out the bottom of her torso and seem to be going out of this bowl and into the different caverns that... go beneath the city. It seems that he is using her as a conduit and feeding himself through her.
I relay that to Taluga and Clignon.
How far down is she?
I will say that she is at the base of the bowl, which we will call 60 feet. He is at eye level with you, about 30 feet away.
Oh, perfect for the mortar radius.
He is... in this like suspended sort of swing, and you're kind of on like the precipice of like a bark cliff face almost. So he's kind of floating very Baron Harkonnen style in the middle of the room on these like vine chains.
Gross.
And 60 foot down, you can see that that is where Ivy is connected to this long, disgusting tendril.
We're talking about David Lynch style?
Gross.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not sure I give this guy the chance to monologue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I want to hear anything he has to say.
I also don't think it speaks anything we can understand.
Celestial?
I just don't want to hear it. I look at it, I'm like, you sick, twisted, disgusting freak of a thing.
Daddy's monologuing.
You dare break into our ass. Mind control our friends into doing your weird green baby-like bidding. You little pee. Bleebly. Off this guy.
And I take my thumb and I run it across.
And I'm going to shoot the souped-up mortar shot at him.
Hit my guy?
Yeah.
Hit my guy in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to use a... marksman shot, Deadeye, just to give myself advantage on it.
He looks up at you, mouth opens, and sap sort of pours out the side of his mouth.
Does a 22 hit him?
22 does hit.
Is he part goo?
So it'll be... It'll be 16 fire from the mortar itself, and then...
Extra D4.
And then it'll be... Oh, yeah.
Isn't it a D4 fire and a D4 radiant?
Well, no.
No. A D4, so 20...
Give me the fire damage first, if you wouldn't mind.
So 20 fire damage off the mortar in the
flask.
In the flask, Then for the flame strike aspect, it's another 9 fire.
So 29 fire total.
Gotcha. Okay,
cool. And then 11 radiant.
Damn.
Okay.
Which would be a total of 40.
Can I get a arcana check, if you don't mind? Everybody.
It's a 12.
3.
4.
He, as the explosion goes off, bits of, like, the... You see the radiant light does burn away at some of the bramble on him, but as the fire licks on his body, he's just like...
You burn a demon lord.
Oh my god, you speak? I didn't think your jowls could lift that far.
Oh, sick burn. Tree.
You should have seen it, though. It was pretty badass.
Well, I quite like it in your ass.
And I bet you would.
Leaving.
Too bad for you. I've been doing my squats.
You will feed my vines.
Haven't yet. Well, actually, no. Technically, I did once.
You get out of my Meemaw's silly swing.
I will gorge on you. Feast my plants.
Go ahead, roll initiative. You guys already rolled, so we will jump right into the combat. Reggie's like, fuck that thing! Oh, so no way! I totally don't want to be here! Should we leave? I don't...
We're not leaving, Reggie.
He's so gross, though. I don't even want to go near him, though. Okay, you guys do it, and let's do this fast, because I can hear those things coming, and they're coming much quicker than we were expecting! He is going to twin spell haste. He uses up some sorcery points. He splits this gear magic in his hand. Glebnor and Teluga, you are juiced up with this magic. I'm also now going to hide because I do not want you guys to be slow and it's my fault. So I'm going to kind of go, is this a bush over here? He kind of walks to the side of the room. He kind of pushes a bit of like shrubbery out of the way and just kind of gets below it. He isn't actually mechanically able to hide right now, but he's like, you guys got this, because I'm so out on this whole thing. I thought we were... Nope, not for me. That is going to be Ivy's turn.
Oh, no.
Ivy at the base of this bowl, her neck snaps up, and she is going to cast Wall of Thorns around the Barstuck Demon.
No!
You see
doesn't he have to make a save?
It's like surrounding him, like to protect
him. Okay.
Yeah, she's not trying to attack him yet. I didn't mean yet, like, it was going to happen. Whatever, it's fine. Ivy holds her hand up, and this brambly wall of thorns encases and protects the Barstuck Demon. Just to let you guys know, it is a, like, 20-foot cylinder ball around him, essentially. Until you break your concentration on this spell, you will have to basically, like, to push through this, if you wanted to go that route. We're looking at 78 slashing damage, which averages out to about 30. If you want to, like, force your way through the ball to get to him. Or you can try to break her concentration. But that is going to be her turn. She will then use her movement to pull herself up on that umbilical cord 30 feet up.
So she's still 30 feet below us.
Exactly. 30 feet below you. 30 feet swinging directly below the Barstuck Demon on his little cord. That'll be her turn for now. I don't believe she has any bonus actions. Let me just double check. I boosted you guys like crazy, so I have to see if it she has any other weird things I gotta think about. But it looks like that is it for her turn. So, next up in initiative, that is your turn, Theo.
Can I shoot the umbilical cord?
I'm gonna have to put a pretty high damage threshold on it to break it. Does that make sense?
That's fine.
All right, so I'm going to give it, because this is a very thick connecting cord, I'm going to say it has an AC of 20, and you're going to have to do 25 damage on one shot to break it.
That's what I was going to ask, if we can stack or...
Yeah, I'm not going to let you stack it. It's got to be a one-shot hit. If any of you can do 25 damage in one...
It's Theo.
...hit to that cord, you will be able to separate
it. To hit 20 is going to be tough.
Yeah, because you can't use your sharpshooter.
No, I can. I just have to roll real high. I have to roll...
You're going to need the extra damage to do the...
I have to roll a 15 on the dice at least.
I can also deal it with inflict wounds. I can also... I also have access to Wall of Thorns.
Okay.
I could Wall of Thorns, the umbilical cord.
Which will do 30.
78.
I don't think I'm going to let you...
Dueling Wall of Thorns?
Just because of, like, mechanically how it's going to work. I think it's going to have to be like a one hit, one shot, either spell attack or like melee attack to cut this thing. If that's the route you guys want to take for this boss fight. Wall of Thorns is sick as hell. I just, it's something has to move through it basically to take that damage. The core doesn't have movement, so it's not going to be able to like move through a stationary ball of thorns if you were to plop it in the middle, yeah. Kind of.
Before Theo pops off, are we 100? We're not sure that breaking this umbilical cord will break the spell, are we?
Not 100% sure. It seems that it's definitely how he's feeding. I'll say that.
And I'd like him to not be able to do that in case it generates help for him.
That's real good thinking.
So, yeah. Got some interesting choices on everyone's turn for how they want to approach this fight. You're basically in a giant kind of like... It is like at one point was a fishbowl. Now it's retained that shape even though the glass is all broken and it's like a giant ball of thorns you're fighting in.
You want to focus, I guess, the wall of thorns? Mark and I are hasted. He'll get 3 or 2 attacks?
2.
But I'll be next to it. He'll be able to stack sneak attack.
Yeah, but I can't shoot through the wall of thorns, right?
Well, no, but I assumed you could. It has a health threshold. Right?
The wall of thorns actually doesn't. The only way to break it is to break Isaac's concentration on it.
Yeah. So I could try shooting Ivy to break concentration.
Well, I mean, if you want to take the shot on the cord, it's your call. I'm just trying to think of what we can split to.
You're looking at a real, like, swingy Eldritch Abomination situation here. It's pretty gross.
I'm assuming it's so thickly that you can't see through it.
Yeah, it does block vision, the Wall of Thorns. Just so anyone at home that doesn't know what this spell does, it is a 20-foot diameter, 20-foot high, 5-foot thick wall. It blocks line of sight. If you guys were around it when the wall went off, you would have had to make the save. But basically, if you want to force your way through it, you'll take a lot of piercing damage.
Also, if I'm able to knock out the cord, she drops 30 feet. She'll take fall damage and has a chance. So I think I'm going to try for the...
Big risk, big reward.
Hey, that's how we play this game. Let's do it.
All right, so...
You've been rolling pretty hot, so...
For this, I'm going to sharpshooter on all the shots.
Okay. There's just...
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
What?
Nat 1.
Oh!
Goddamn bullet. You hear you too, Luke. It's like, God, guys, why now?
Why now what?
Don't know. I'll explain later.
We're going to smash cut to the wall real quick, where Flip is like, Blee Blee's power flows through me! Does he cast Armor of Agathys at first level?
Yeah!
Armor of Agathys for this?
Cut back to this fight.
Totally wasted.
Alright.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna put Judge's Sentence away for the time being. For the second attack, I'll do the hand mortar.
Okay. You start switching guns like a maniac, trying to get whatever you can to break this cord.
Gonna miss, and then Executioner's Hand is gonna miss.
Yeah, it's like... She's swinging, and it's almost like a spider swinging from web. She has all of these tendrils of vines shooting out of her, kind of connecting to the sides of the wall to sort of balance herself. And she is just swinging by this umbilical cord from this big, bulbous, demonic figure. And you're trying to shoot this cord, but it is such a small target, and it is so fucking chaotic right now. Anything with your movement?
I'm next to them, right?
Yeah, I see you guys are all three kind of grouped up at, like, the precipice of this, like, thorny ledge. You can kind of slide down to the bowl if you want to, or try to hug the corners and go around.
Can I hug towards the right?
Perfect. Yeah, Reggie went left, so you kind of bomb right. I'll move you, like, 30 feet around this. Cool, perfect. All right, Toluga, that is your turn with Glebnor on deck.
Well, no time like the present.
Go get him, Daddy.
I will, I guess, jump and try to latch onto the umbilical cord.
Awesome. Yeah, give me an acrobatics check.
He's Tom Green it.
No!
23?
Hell yeah. This thing is swinging, but you leap off the edge and grab the umbilical cord and kind of position yourself, but you're now hanging onto this cord. I'll say that you're probably like 15 feet below the Barstuck demon, 15 feet above Ivy, right dead in the middle of the cord.
I'm going to look at what it's doing to Ivy.
You disgusting, pathetic freak of a being. Can't even sustain yourself on your own. needing the help of what you probably would consider weaker beings.
Feed me.
Feed on this, and I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds at level 2.
Okay.
So, on the umbilical cord. 24.
24 hits. Roll the damage.
23 damage.
Oh! Okay. Shit! All right. So, Toluca leaps off this ledge and lands in the middle of this cord. You put both hands around it and you pump it with this Kuotoa magic that shreds this demonic tether between Ivy and this Barstock demon. I will say that is going to instantly drop the Wall of Thorns spell. She had spells that she got from him that she no longer has through that cord. The cord shut off her spell casting. That's mechanically how this is happening. She's still under possession by this demon.
Yeah.
She still has her vine attacks, but she can no longer use the spells that she was basically channeling, much like a warlock would get them from a fiend. And you see as the crumbling Wall of Thorns spell kind of evaporates, the bar sucks like,
no, my nutrients.
He looks down, and Ivy is going to fall. We said she was 30 feet up. I will roll 3d6 to see how many fall damage she takes. That was badass. I really did not think you guys were going to break that cord.
Well, I mostly rolled that because I have a +9 on my spell attack, so.
Hell yeah. She takes 13 fall damage. As
now I can fucking unload on this guy.
Yeah. It was more like, I really want Theo to save his bullets.
Ivy tumbles down and lands in this like clumped, broken pile of splintering thorns and broken bramble. Looks up psychotically, like at you now,
hey, Ivy!
Swinging from an umbilical cord. You can't see her face yet because that bark has covered her entire head. But she's in there somewhere. Glebnor, that is your turn. Whoa, what would you like to do? Oh, you got a bonus action? Oh, you're hasted. You have a bunch of shit left. Go nuts, baby. Live your life.
He's still on the swing, right?
Yes.
Can I?
The swing.
So I'm 15 feet.
Below him.
Below him.
Yep.
I was trying to think if I could swing it to a ledge and yank him off the swing.
Okay. It would have to be an athletics check, I think. Which I know you're not like dynamite at, but yeah. I think the only way, like, you're trying to yank it mad hard and he's very heavy, so it'd have to be an athletics check.
I'm gonna, like a madman, climb up this thing.
Hell yeah. You start scrambling up the rope at the Barstock demon.
I grab him by his collar. Is the hasted attack has to be a melee attack?
Or can it be like. I think it's one extra action.
Is it an extra action?
It's an extra action.
Okay. I grab him by the collar. You come into my house assaulting my friends, desecrating my family? You will regret this day, you monstrosity. And as I say that, I'm like, I pry his eyes open as I explode light into him.
Okay, con save, right?
Yep.
Direct to the source.
DC 15.
Okay, he's pretty good at con saves, but let's see. He might just roll shitty because that's my life.
To that 20.
It's all right. He takes 15, half to 7.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bonus action flurry. That's a 18.
18 just hits.
Okay, for 8 points. Okay. And then second one, 23.
Okay.
For 6 points.
Okay. You see, Toluga, with his magic, sunders this cord and then scrambles up it. He, like, leaps over the swing on top of the Barstook demon. This thing is massive. He's probably, like, 16, 18 feet tall. But Toluga's basically standing on his stomach, holding him by the collar, and just starts punching him in this big bulbous gut. As, like, a blast of light goes off, the Barstook demon shutters his eyes, like, bark grows over his eyelids for a moment to block from the light. And as they peel back, he looks down as this little fish man is just fucking giving him the rope-a-dope on the tum.
I got him, guys. You see jiggle physics in his belly.
Get off me. I need my sustenance.
I think you've had enough there.
Glebnor, that is your turn.
So the Barstock demon is large?
He's quite large.
Okay.
Yeah. He's 30 feet swinging on this apparatus in front of you.
What's the distance to Ivy?
Ivy, because she fell, is 60 feet at the bottom of this thing. But
I have hasted movement.
You do have hasted movement. So I believe you have an extra 10 feet of movement. Let me just double check.
I have double movement.
Is that how it works?
I'm pretty sure for haste it's double movement.
Double. I just looked it up.
Is it double?
Yeah. So I can go 80 without dashing.
I could have gone 80, but I just saved it to the jump.
Hey, man. Fuck it up.
I'm going to yabba-dabba-do slide down the bowl.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You slide down this thorn-covered bowl and...
And I want to use my last anointing oil on Ivy.
Okay. We remember what this did last time. It did give you an opportunity. It'll peel back some of the layers when you use it.
Yeah. Well, that was a splash. I'm hoping to really douse her.
Like the whole bottle?
Yeah, I'm going full bottle on this one.
Okay. Here, let me
crack the bottle like an egg over.
No more of my bishop shit. I'm going full dousing.
It'll take an action. Give me, I guess, like an improvised weapon attack. Does that make sense? You could do if you like were to throw something. So just roll and then add whatever your modifier to hit would usually be.
Okay. Can I just do it unarmed?
Yeah, sure. That works. Yeah, you're just legit cracking a bottle over her head.
24.
24 hits.
Crack it, baby.
All right, so as she's struggling to get back up and kind of gain more control of her tendrils, and she does look weaker now that she's lost his connection to the Barstuck demon, you slide down and crack a full bottle of anointing oil on her face. Immediately, there's that smell of sulfur in the air as this holy oil infused with nature magic burns away this wooden mask on her face. You can now see Ivy's full face and head as she's kind of coming into consciousness. Klebnor!
Ivy, we're here to save you!
I can't control these! And she's like being controlled by the vines. She has fully control of her mind, but her body is not.
Maybe I can!
She's looking up, hearing Tuluga. Don't you ever fucking hurt Ivy again! Piece of shit!
Is that Tuluga? Oh my god! Oh my god!
There's a 20 grappler.
Okay, you're gonna try to grapple Ivy?
Yeah.
Are you okay. gonna go inside her?
Please do not say that. Please, God!
Are you going
I'm
going to
goo inside my stepmom.
That hurts her. I'm pretty sure.
Non-lethally.
13 on the strength check?
I did a 20, baby. I'm going in.
Okay, so she's grappled on the next turn. If you want to use your once-a-day new bullshit I just gave you, I'm really fucking in this fight.
Does it deal damage to the thing he's taking over?
She takes one damage an hour.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Okay.
It's a very, very small amount of damage.
It's insanely low damage.
Yeah. She will get to make wisdom saves at the end of her turn to break out of it.
That's fine.
But it might be possibly worth it. You grapple her up. Your pseudopods wrap around all of the vine tendrils that were shooting out of her, and you kind of, it's like a big green ball down there. It's kind of hard to see who's grappling who, but...
Son, what's going on down there?
I've got push, mommy!
Who?
Ivy!
Oh,
why I got her head caught. You can talk to her. Her head's free.
Tuluga! Hey, Abby! You okay?
No!
Oh!
I'm helping!
Like, so far from no!
Son, what are you gonna do? You got her all gripped up.
I'm helping!
That doesn't tell me what you're doing.
You'll see.
Do I want to?
Probably not.
Why?
You'll see.
Do I want to?
Definitely not. Okay. Avert your eyes, father!
This is the Barstuck demon's turn. He is going to make 3 slam attacks and an absorb. He can only make the absorb if he hits on one of these slam attacks. Okay, this is against Tuluga.
Haste gives me 1
plus,
AC.
Plus two. What's your AC
so
right now?
It's going to be 19.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Just hits on a 19 on the first one.
Do I warding flare the first one?
I'm going to let you know. These are the 3 rolls. 19, 20, 23.
I'll warding flare the 23.
Okay. I'll try to see if you can get rid of one of these now.
Yeah.
21. I'm sorry. He has a plus 10 to hit. We're at that level of the campaigns. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was at that level.
I'm at that level. That's why I do sharpshooter all the time.
Okay. All together.
He does have to work through the 17 and then the 5-10.
Okay, so 29 damage.
So I would take 6, because it would break through the 10.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so as he's smashing you with these huge root-covered fists, he breaks through Reggie's clockwork shield. See Reggie pop up. I just made that!
Yeah, he worked real hard on that.
Dude, new shield!
I used all my fucking sorcery points on this stupid...
Can you believe this guy?
Okay, and as he is hammering you into the ground, he is going to then use his absorb. The Barstuck demon draws a medium or smaller creature it is grappled into its body.
I have advantage on grapple save.
Yep, he's slippery.
You get automatically grappled by... Oh, actually, hold on. Make a DC 16 grapple check for the slam.
Is it
Acrobatics or athletics?
You can use acrobatics because okay. for breaking out.
He's so slippery.
Ooh, 13.
Okay.
You get advantage on these.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, 13.
Okay, yeah. This is one of those, like, auto-hit grapples, but it does have an escape set of DC 16. Okay. I don't really like the auto-grapples because I feel like it's just forcing you to burn a turn, so I'm going to let you try to use them on that, but... Yeah. I will now read what the absorb does.
Tuluga dies, and only Tuluga.
You can see as he's punching you and kind of getting back at you, his stomach opens up like a second mouth.
He's like the thing.
Oh, that's not healthy. You gotta get that looked at.
You see it, these big wooden teeth from its stomach curl up around your body. He tries to pull you inside of himself to absorb some nutrients. You are no longer grappled, but you are blinded and restrained.
Oh, am I inside him?
You are inside his stomach.
You just hear muffled.
You have total cover from attacks and other effects from outside the Barstuck. The Barstuck has to... hold on. You're going to take 14 piercing damage and 26 poison damage at the start of the Barstuck's turn.
Can I get him out before that?
Next turn?
Next turn on his turn. The Barstuck can hold one absorbed creature at a time. If the Barstuck takes 20 damage or more in a single turn, not attack, turn, from a creature inside it, the Barstuck must succeed on a DC 17 con save or expel the absorbed creature. I'll also let any of you guys make that attack as well.
How much was the total damage?
I would take nothing if I was still in.
If you were to take it, it'd be 14 piercing, 27 poison.
Okay, that would knock me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure if I would be able to survive it or.
Is your turn before his?
It's after.
Yeah. No, it's before.
Is it before?
He just went.
He just went. So
is
you're
he at
yeah.
the top of the round or the end?
He's like kind of in the middle, actually. So you will go before.
Okay.
Yeah. So at least me or you. Because I don't know if you'll...
I'm going next, presumably.
And is it 20 damage in one attack? Or
in one turn.
In one turn.
So as long as you each can do 20 damage in a turn to him, he'll have to make three different saving throws to try to absorb Tuluga. But you guys look in fucking abject horror as Tuluga get eaten by this creature who kind of straightens up in the swing and kind of stands with his big belly sort of hanging over the bowl.
You see Tuluga, I'm going in there. It's good. Oh, good. Thanks for her.
You can see like little feet and like punches coming out of his belly every once in a while.
I got him right where I have him, guys.
Ooh. Okay.
Daddy!
roll Theo. Can I get a luck check?
This is if he hit Tuluga in the belly.
It's a 6.
Unfortunately, as you're like peering over, you hear it and you're just not quick enough to respond to it. There is a tendril puppet running down the hallway at you. And this puppet's going to leap at you and attack you. See, Reggie's like, oh shit! He sees one of these things is finally caught up. It is going to lash out and it's actually going to use a thing called Hurl Thorns. It's going to run and spray thorns at you.
Hurl. I didn't even think of it throwing. Throwing.
Yeah,
up.
That's what I thought.
It's definitely throwing them up. That's way better.
It's just funny.
DC 13 Dex save.
Oh god.
Nat 20.
Okay, I'm going to take 4 piercing on a success. Oh no, 6. I'm sorry, 6 damage. I read that wrong. This thing runs at you, throwing up thorns, and you dodge out of the way. Some kind of catch you in the shoulder, but this thing is right up on you now. It's run up, and it's kind of like. You can see it starts to slash out at you. It has like a weird rudimentary weapon. Make a quick insight check if you wouldn't mind.
14.
You weirdly recognize this guy. This is just like a body of... This was like a guy in Tidigal you knew. You would have recognized him. He would have been like... I would say he would have been like a guy in town who maybe like did like horseshoes on horses coming in and out. Just like a local human man, but like there's just that real quick realization of like, oh, these like it's so you guys have almost sort of distracted yourselves from the fact that you were like probably fighting most of the corpses of neighbors. Okay, gross, scary, love it. That is Reggie's turn. He pops up like, no, you don't, as he looks over at the Barstuck. Reggie's gonna attempt to attack him. He doesn't have like a lot of big damaging moves, our boy Reggie here, but he also just can't like
do much.
He can't do much, and he can't also like bear to see you getting eaten.
I got him right where I have him. You see a thumbs up stick through the side.
Perfect.
Right through the teeth.
He's just going to shoot a firebolt at him. That's all he can really do on this turn. He's also just trying to, you know, he's keeping the concentration on the haste. We get a nat one. He's like, oh, he's going to eat him. Oh, no. Oh, no. And he shoots the firebolt. It kind of whizzes by the barstuck, who barely even notices Reggie. And Reggie's sort of like, he isn't actually under the fear condition, but he feels like he is. He feels quite paralyzed by this whole thing. That is Ivy's turn down on the bottom. Because you did spend a whole action smashing a bottle on her head and removing this, I'm going to have her make saving throws to see if she can control herself for the turns.
Is she slowed?
Ooh, great point.
I think it was a DC 15 con,
it
right?
Is a... It's to 13.
Oh, 13.
Okay. 13, okay.
Split the difference.
She makes the con save on the slow.
Damn. That's fine. I want that.
So, Ivy has a plus 6 to wisdom. I will say if she can make a DC 17 wisdom saving throw, she will not attack you on this turn.
Okay.
She's pretty wise, and it seems like she is trying to control the tendrils so that she doesn't go for you. She's like, I'm so sorry, Glebnor. Let me... it's a 16. I'm so sorry. You are going to take a barrage of attacks here, my friend.
Oh, great. I love the word barrage before attacks.
I never made a barrage.
I didn't.
What is your AC right now?
19.
19. Okay, that's pretty good. So only the claw attack will hit. 11 slashing.
Will it, though? Silvery barb!
Okay.
Reaction time.
Yeah, you haven't gotten to a rage yet, so you can still cast spells. Let me reroll the claw. Misses with a 13.
Hell yeah. Hey, Theo. I hope you enjoy the advantage.
As she goes to claw at you, there's a blast of the celestial light, and she totally misses, whips around with a tendril to kind of catch you from behind. It seems like one of her tendrils trying to pull you off of her. 7 slashing damage and 4 poison for you. I believe it's half to 2. Are you immune?
You're
resistant or immune?
I am.
I want to say it's resistant.
Resistant.
Okay, so 7 slashing, 2 poison damage.
So 9.
She made a lot of attacks, so you got really lucky on that.
Oh, wow.
That
must
was
be nice.
2 claw attacks and 4 tendril attacks.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Ivy's like kind of the scarier one, but you guys are playing this really smart. Okay. That will be Theo's turn.
Question. Action surge only gives me one more attack, right?
With the haste.
Well, it gives me one more.
With an action surge, you will have...
It's an extra
4
turn, right?
Regular attacks, 1 from haste, and 1 bonus action attack. For 6.
I don't have haste.
He's not hasted.
Oh, you're not hasted. With your bonus action shot, it'd be 5. Without a bonus action shot, just 4. You'd get 4 attacks.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, because I need judge sentence, I'm going to use my action to fix it, which I do.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to action surge, and then 3 shots are going at... the demon.
Perfect.
All sharpshooter. I have advantage on the first one due to...
Hell yeah.
Silvery.
Due to silvery.
There's a swirl of starlight around your gun.
Get him, Bleebly!
And I'll say, like, as this, like, tendril thing was running at you, you, like, pistol whip it real quick, which fixes the gun. And then swirl a little starlight magic as you take an advantage shot at the barstuck demon.
Does a 16 hit it?
16 misses.
Okay. I'm going to use... marksman shot. Does a 20 hit him?
20 hits him. 18 is the AC on the barstuck demon.
24 damage.
Okay.
On the first hit.
I will have him make con saves every 20 damage. Does that sound fair?
Yeah. That seems fair.
29 down to a 24.
Definitely hits.
18 damage on that one.
Okay.
So that's still 2 saves.
Yeah, because it's total per turn. It's not per attack.
Right, yeah, it would have been...
per turn, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because it would have been, what, 42?
It would have been 42, yeah.
Okay.
You unload these rounds into this barstuck demon. And on the second shot that hits him, you pierce his stomach, and there's this, like, spray of, like, this, like, noxious, like, purple and green gas as these, like, stomach gases and weird acid sprays from his stomach. and you see Toluga just push his head through the hole. Here's daddy!
Oh, you're gonna get it!
You fall prone, which means you will... I think you'll just fall on the swing with him. But yeah, you plop onto the swing with the bar stuck as he's holding at his stomach as he's spraying this liquid.
My God!
You come into my friend's ass... And then you try and eat him?
He came into my ass and tried to eat me.
Yeah, just...
Nobody comes in my daddy's ass.
Can I get a... Actually, Rich, can you give me a deception check? That has nothing to do with the insane dialogue you just gave.
18.
What are you? I can see his stink all over you.
Ooh. Can I rocket a pamphlet at him?
No, you're gripping up.
I shoot them out.
That's a free action.
So he's like, oh, God, it's in my neck. What is this hunk of steel?
Ask and you shall receive.
Blee, blee.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. He's got a guns in the wet.
I believe that was your turn, right? Yes. Says that everything is psycho. Okay. Toluga, that is your turn.
You thought you could eat me and get away with it? Well, I'm not done. Let me back in there. And I shove my hand up and again cast inflict wounds at level 2.
Oh, right in the fucking little hole?
Yep. Oh, for 27 to hit.
27 hits.
25 damage.
Okay. Daddy. That's gonna be infected!
That's not all it's gonna be.
Just souping it!
I'm souping you. And then I'm gonna use my other action to swing at him with the staff of woodlands.
Oh, hell yeah. So poetic.
15.
15 will miss. He catches the staff.
You would use the weapons of my own creations against me.
No, it was a distraction, you idiot, as I punch you in the face. And I flurry him for a 22, and the other one's a 15. So
okay. Yeah, you do get one clean shot on him.
For 6 extra damage, so a total of 31.
Fucking ow!
I feel like I have enemies say that so many times in this game, but this is really funny.
Suck it! You can't come here and take me on! Do you know who I am?
No!
I am Toluga! Plope of the people, Bapu Gol, and Taqueria enthusiast and entrepreneur. You don't stand a chance!
I mean, it does seem like it. Okay, fuck me, Glebnor. That is your turn. You have a gripped up Ivy down there.
So, what
son, like
what are
to
you
do?
Doing out there? You told me not to.
Yeah. Can you control yourself?
No, I'm trying.
I'm
but...
coming in.
What?
Son, what? That's sexual assault.
No, Daddy, I'm just gonna penetrate her mouth.
What? Son, what? No.
Okay, what is the mechanic to this fucking stupid ability I gave you?
I jumped down your throat, and now I have control, and at the end of the turn, you get to make a whiz save.
Okay.
Well, you have control over the body. Does he have control over the vines?
The vines are part of her body.
I will give you full control for a round until she can break out.
You Son, see that we're gonna have a long talk!
As Ivy's like, I don't know if that's the best. Maybe there's another way! You see she... You see, Ivy turns even more green than she already was. And you can see, like, jelly coming from behind her eyes. Glebnor's big blue eyes push out of her head a little bit.
Don't forget, now she's bleeding from all of her holes.
Son, you're hurting her!
No, Daddy!
She's bleeding!
That's a good kind of bleeding!
No, there is no good kind of bleeding!
I'm Ivy now! I love this bleeding!
Son! So I understand what you're trying to do, but there's so many better ways to do it.
I'm gonna. What do I have for attacks here?
Okay, you have 2 claw attacks, 4 tendril attacks. A single creature can't be the target of more than 1 tendril attack per turn, though. So
what's the reach on them?
The tendrils have a 10-foot reach. The claw has 5.
You are 60 feet away from
hasted,
and I'll let you use your movement if you'd like.
Does he...
You can goo out the bottom and make your own little goo.
Yeah, you would get an extra hasted attack, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to do with your turn as you take control of Ivy?
I'm gonna whip up the demon.
Yeah, you
take over my stepmother.
Son!
Now I'm doing it. How do you like it?
Son, that's not right.
It's for the greater good.
Son, that is not what that stands for.
We'll sort this out after.
Theo, you look down and you can see tendrils of vine and goo whip up the side of the bowl, and like a, let's say like a 20-armed, gooey, thorny monstrosity starts climbing up the side of the bowl and reaches the tendrils up around this strange cradle in the center of the room, pulling its mass up above the Barstuk demon.
That's not good for anyone.
Oh, you know what? Son, I bet you wouldn't like it if someone did that to you, son. So get ready for that.
Oh no, I'm so easily enterable.
You can make a quick insight check if you wouldn't mind, Taluga.
He won't understand until he feels what it's like.
That's a 15.
Ivy spits out a little bit of Glebnor. This is kind of fine. I guess it's working. We should talk later about consent, but let's just do this.
How far is the vine construct?
It'll be about 30 feet from where you are now.
Okay.
It's kind of up there, 60. Sort of fighting with...
Okay. All right. Lay those attacks on the demon. As many as I can.
Go for it. Here, you can roll for me. This would be a +8 to hit on the claw attack, so let's do those first. Go ahead and make 2 claw attacks if you would.
Would you get 3?
Or 3 with the haste. I'll give you 3 with the haste. We'll put those toward the claw.
The thing that's next to me, the whatever it's called.
Tendril puppet?
Yeah.
All right, so a 21 and a 19, and one of them misses.
Okay.
That has at least 6, well, around 60 HP, right?
Let me see here. They have a good amount.
Yeah.
It's not 60. A little north of half of that.
Okay.
With those 2 hits, go ahead and roll 2d6 for me. It'll be 2d6 plus 10 with 2 hits.
15 damage.
Okay.
That's the claws?
That was the claw. So you see Ivy's hands go toward the Barstuk and start like ripping at his chest. You can see her fingers are covered in thorns, but there is Glebnor's goo is sinking in as well.
Hell yeah.
As you're helping Taluga rip this guy apart. That was 15 damage you said?
Yeah.
Okay. He's looking a little rough. Go ahead and make a tendril attack. It's also a +8.
27.
Oh, boy. I gonna hit. Let's see. You are going to.
Oh, we get 2 because the haste.
Would you get sneak attack with this? Or are you using Ivy's stat
block? I'm using Ivy's stat block. Yeah. I don't think you can get sneak attack on these giant crazy vines just whipping around.
I'm gonna push it.
Yeah. I tried.
No, hey, listen, I respect the hustle. Go ahead and roll a d4 for me.
1.
Okay, so that's 6 slashing damage, and then roll a d6 for me.
5.
Okay, I just realized he's also immune to poison, so. He takes 6 slashing. So as you're ripping at the body, one of Ivy's tendrils whips around this thing's neck and is trying to like pull his head off. As you guys are just really going to town up there fighting him. It's looking pretty brutal.
Is that all my hasted actions?
That's
too?
All your hasted actions.
I can make 1 more vine attack though, correct?
You can make 1 more. You can't make it on him though.
I have movement.
If you got movement left.
You gave him 60. Move, so you would have 80.
So yeah, I have 80. I can do another 20, and you said...
You have a 10-foot range.
10-foot range. I'm whipping the fire right. Blight.
You, as you're kind of like rip off of this thing, you sort of leave him to Taluga. The vines shoot across, Spider-Man-esque, across the way of the thing as you pull yourself and kind of swing with the swing, kind of like hold... I guess now Whee! You guys are all on a swing, swinging above this giant fishbowl. You swing the bowl toward the ledge where Theo's being attacked by this thing, and one of your vines fires down. Go ahead and make another attack for him if you would. It's a +8 to hit.
There's an 18 hit.
18 hits.
So 3 on the D4.
Okay.
And the 6 on the D6.
Hell yeah. And one of these tendrils shoots down and wraps around this tendril puppet. Gross. All right, sweet. That is going to be the Barstuk demon again. He's incredibly hurt. He is going to...
I'm looking fucking do it.
I will do it. Fuck are you.
No, fuck are you.
Oh, fuck you.
He's going to slam you once. Does 17 hit?
No. 17 does not.
He goes to smash you and misses.
And can't even see over your own belly.
Looks up at Ivy.
You'll not take her from me.
He leaps off of the swing. You can make an opportunity attack to Luga.
You sure you want me to?
I don't, but I'm going to give you the opportunity, even though I know what might probably happen.
Oh, you're so... I've got a luck point in this.
Okay.
22.
22. Roll your damage.
6 damage.
Okay.
But he's sentineled.
You see that this beast is going to leap after Ivy to try to attack her and absorb her once more into his body. But not on your fucking watch. And as he goes to leap, you, like... What, using your staff or your fists?
Yeah, I use the staff.
You just fucking take him out at the knees.
We're not done here. You're with me. I got you for 3 whole minutes.
3 minutes of pain.
3 minutes of playtime.
He looks horrified. You're seeing a demon that is facing fear for the first time. He'll make 2 more slam attacks.
That is my reaction, so I cannot warding flare.
And with a 15 and a 17... I believe he misses both.
Yes.
He shook!
You have ruined everything.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, totally, though.
Nuh-uh.
I'm like ruining it right now.
Nuh-uh.
I'm like ruining the moment.
Really? Because your visage is ruining it.
Shut up.
Look at you. How intimidating is a little pea?
I'm not a pea.
Look at you. Not you're bulbous pea. And green.
I mean,
you're
technically...
You're exceedingly rotund.
I mean,
it's like I opened a pea pod and bam, there you are.
I'm growing. Shut up.
Oh, you're growing what? Round?
You're being such a jerk about this.
Up on the ledge.
I'm being the jerk?
Up on the ledge, this tendril puppet makes a, like, staff of thorns and just bonks Theo. A 23 hit?
23 will hit.
Okay. 7 piercing.
Does Ivy have any reactions to stop that?
Unfortunately, let me actually check. I believe it's she does have a reaction, but I don't think it's for... I think it's like if someone tries to escape her. I don't think she has, like, a block. Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Okay. That is Reggie. He's like, no, you do not hit Bleebly! He is going to...
You tell him, Reggie!
Shoot his firebolt at the vine, the tendril puppet. It's another nat one. I'm so sorry, buddy. You're trying your hardest over there.
Reggie. He hasted us.
Right? You know, yeah.
He's concentrating
on that.
He
saved my life.
He's like,
this whole thing is so gross in here. I'm freaking out, man. I'm kind of blinded by rage, so I'm not really seeing what this thing is.
That is Ivy's turn, but I'm actually going to make her save to see if she can get out of being absorbed.
She's
by
probably
going to
easily beat.
What was the saving throw again?
12 wisdom.
Okay.
Now, would my son be unintentionally out of his control, slowly dissolving Ivy?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that mean.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
I'm in complete control of the dissolves.
I don't think you are.
Learning!
And you can see she starts shaking loose, and Glebnor, you are expelled from Ivy's vine-covered body. make an athletics check if you would, because you are suspended above this bowl.
17.
Okay. She tries to shake you loose, but you hang on with your tendrils. So you're hanging on to her. She's suspended in the air, swinging in between the swing and the wall of the bowl. She does have, unfortunately, the control has come back to her. And she is going to descend on Reggie and Theo.
Not my boy, Reggie.
Well, I'm 30 away from Reggie.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess,
Reggie's on the other side of the bowl.
She does have a good amount of movement, though. I think she might be able to drop and get to both of you.
Okay.
I'm going to have her make the claw attacks on you and then go to tendril Reggie. That makes sense. So yeah, you see Ivy drop, and as she lands on the side of the bowl, that bark mask covers her face once more. She lunges at you and makes 2 claw attacks.
Okay.
15 and a 17?
Both miss.
Oh, shit, yeah. She slashes at you, and your animated shield spins in front and blocks both of her claws. And as you back up, like, getting your guns ready, she, like, kind of retreats back and then shoots a tendril over at Reggie. We'll say she would have moved 20 feet away from you. You do have an opportunity attack if you would like to take one. I know you don't usually do a ton of melee attacks, but you do get one.
I don't really. Yeah, I don't have any other opportunity. I mean,
you have a
reaction.
Dagger.
No, I'm saying I don't really have reaction stuff, so. Nah, nat one.
Yeah.
Your dagger shatters.
Well, no, it's a rapier.
It jams. It just kind of crumples.
Yeah, you... Accordions on the end. As you, like, push this rapier out at her, she bats away with one of her viney lashes and spins around and makes a tendril attack that fires at Reggie. And you see Reggie, the vine wraps around his metallic throat and starts crushing in his esophagus. He's like, oh, no! He's looking pretty hurt.
Hey, Reggie, you don't breathe.
You're right. Just the mechanism when I talk is in there, so...
Oh, fair.
Yeah,
fair.
No.
Okay.
We'll mend it after. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Theo, that is your turn.
Does he take damage?
Who?
Reggie.
Reggie, yeah. He just took 10 damage.
Oh, okay.
Does he have to make a...
I just wanted to make sure
he made that. Oh, you're right. You're right. I totally forgot.
As much as I don't want him to.
Yeah.
No. I understand.
He's used up all his nat ones. Don't worry.
Don't say that.
It's very true. He is a sorcerer, so he has con saving throw proficiency.
Why'd you gotta say that?
He got a 6, which brings him to an 11.
Oh. He saves it.
Fuck you, lady. They're so fast.
Theo, your turn. With Toluga on deck.
3 sharpshooter shots at the demon.
Okay.
22 down to a 17.
Okay.
Does that
17
hit?
Misses. 18 armor class on this guy.
Okay. 27 to a 22.
Okay.
20 damage.
Okay. Before we continue, I need a insight check from Toluga and a perception check from Theo.
14.
So a nat 1 on perception?
Good. This would be maybe a time, but actually this makes so much sense considering what's about to happen. So, you aim your gun at this demon lord. And as you take a step forward, Toluga, you see shadows writhe around Theo. And as he takes that step forward where his boot lands, shadows emanate from that footstep. Theo, as you look at the first of these demon lords you must slay, you hear behind you, one down, and you put a bullet through its head. And there's just that moment where the nat one, you can't turn to face him, but you know that the man in black guides your hand. And with our first demon lord slain, and our, you can see that instantly, all of the plants stop. The tendril puppets drop. Ivy is disconnected from these tendrils, and all of these thorns and brambles peel away. And I think we'll find out what happens next time on Dicey Situations. Thank you all so much. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.